It'll become sunny today, but cooler. High maybe reaching 40. Much colder tonight, a low in the teens. Tomorrow back up around 40 again. Maybe into the 40s on Wednesday. After a district-wide recount wrapped up over the weekend, Republican Marionette Miller Meeks leads Democrat Rita Hart by just 6 votes in the race for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Kate Payne has this update.
The closest federal race in the country got even closer over the weekend. Following the recounts across 24 southeast Iowa counties, Miller Meeks' lead eroded from 47 votes to just 6. Hart's home county of Clinton was the last to finish its recount on Saturday. She netted 2 additional votes there, not enough to overcome Miller Meeks' margin. The results are still considered unofficial, pending formal certification by county and state officials on Monday. Hart's campaign has not said if it plans to challenge the results in court. But due to the incredibly narrow margin, the national interest in the race, and mechanical issues and errors in multiple counties, a legal challenge seems very likely. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
Another Quad citizen has died due to COVID-19, this time in Scott County, so the QC death toll is up to 226 now. Scott County reports another 169 cases. Rock Island County reports another 97. There have now been 19,563 cases in the Quad Cities since the pandemic began. Iowa reports 1,700 new cases and 16 deaths. Illinois reports another 7,100 cases and 56 deaths. In normal years, students would have returned to Augustana College after the Thanksgiving weekend, but not this year thanks to the pandemic. Dean of Students Wes Brooks says when the semester began several months ago, they decided to hold in-person classes through last Wednesday and then have students finish the final 2 weeks at home.
With the pandemic and the challenges of the holiday season and what that means for interacting with people outside of the Augustana community, certainly there was a lot of thought put into the fact that we could complete the semester virtually to allow students to leave campus and not have to come back.
The fall semester will end December the 11th. Classes won't start up again till January the 11th. Brooks says by taking a lot of precautions, Augustana was able to hold more than 80% of its classes in person this fall. About 9% of students, or 240, decided to stay home and take their classes remotely for the whole semester. A new report reflects on the long-term cost of cutting education funding during past recessions. Peter Medlin talked to the author about how Illinois can learn from those mistakes during the COVID recession.
The Partnership for College Completion argues that recessions are a rare opportunity to make college access more equitable. Mike Abrahamson is the partnership's policy manager. He believes the future of Illinois' economy depends on how the state devotes funding to education now, when dollars are scarce and there could be budget cuts for schools around the corner.
It's crucial that we respond to this not by cutting across the board if we do need to make cuts, but in a way that recognizes the institutions and the students that they serve.
The report calls for the state to adopt a funding formula for higher ed that prioritizes schools who rely more on state appropriations and often enroll a higher percentage of low-income and students of color. That also means investing more in the Monetary Award Program, or MAP, need-based aid grants. And Abrahamson says Illinois' FAFSA completion gap grew because of the pandemic, with completion dropping 4% at low-income high schools and increasing by nearly 5% at more affluent schools. I'm Peter Medlin.
Illinois has a new poet laureate.
Chicagoan Angela Jackson is set to serve as the 5th poet laureate of Illinois. Jackson is an award-winning poet who has published chapbooks and 4 volumes of poetry. She's also a playwright and novelist. The new role requires her to promote poetry in the state as well as nationwide. Jackson says she hopes to share poems that people can relate to and be lifted by. The search for the new poet laureate began in June. Former Illinois poet laureates include Howard B. Austin, Carl Sandburg, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Kevin Stein. Singer John Prine was posthumously named honorary poet laureate in June. I'm Yvonne Booz.
Well, the Packers beat the Bears 41-25. Iowa State is up 3 notches to 12th place in the AP College football rankings after Friday's win over Texas. The Cyclones basketball team beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 80-63 yesterday. I'm Jay Pierce.